Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Michael Angelucci with Level Financial Advisors joining us on the WBEN Liveline this morning. It seems like it's been forever, Michael, since we talked about a cut in interest rates. What are you expecting from the Fed today?
The expectation today, Susan, is a 25.25% decrease in the federal funds rate. So that's pretty much expected. Some people have talked about maybe a 0.5% decrease, but we probably won't see that. Generally, a 0.5 would signal to investors that we're in a recession. That's when you look back in history, that's what the Fed has done during recessionary times is lowered that aggressively. And I think they want to be careful on what they signal to the economy and to investors.
Now, the rate cut has been expected for some time. That's what mm-hmm. we're all expecting to hear. So in terms of what the markets do in reaction, has the rate cut already kind of been priced in? Do you expect to see much of a reaction on Wall Street?
I think you're absolutely right. The rate cut has been already priced into bond prices and short-term bond prices. So one of the key things will be actually what Fed Chairman Powell says in his comments, and he will be giving what people will be listening for is any indication of future rate cuts and what they see. Right now, the Fed is in a little bit of a dilemma because their traditional mandate is this. They're supposed to keep inflation down and employment high. So it's what's called their dual mandate. And right now, inflation isn't where they want it, but unemployment's kind of ticking up and employers aren't hiring. So last month at Jackson Hole, Powell, mentioned that they might start leaning towards lowering, and that's why we feel there's going to be a 25 basis point or 0.25% decrease in the federal funds rate. But they're kind of between a rock and a hard place. I heard somebody use the analogy of a soccer goalie on a penalty kick, right? You have to choose to dive right or dive left, and they've been diving towards keeping inflation down, and now they might have to dive the other way, but it's going to be tough if inflation numbers start going up. So they're in a little bit of a pickle.
Futures market, looking at them this morning, Michael, they're mixed mm-hmm. right now. But, I mean, overall, there's a lot of optimism. I mean, the Dow is over 46,000 points, right?
Yes, and there is because earnings have been better than expected. I was at a conference last week with a lot of economists, investment people talking, and one of the overriding positive parts of that was around the economy and around AI, not just Meta and the other AI companies like ChatGPT, but the different energy companies and the power that goes into this and the processing facilities that have to go up to process all the AI computations that have to be generated. So these things are being built out. So there is a lot of euphoria around that, and it's helping the economy tremendously.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now, going forward, are we expecting further rate cuts in this to continue? Or what do you expect him to signal today? And could that signal be what really has the impact on the markets?
That's what will have the impact if you always get these things wrong. But if he signals that they're going to be much more aggressive, the term they use is dovish on interest rates, bringing them down more aggressively. I think people think right now they'll do 25 today and maybe 25 before the end of the year. But if it looks like they may do 50 before the end of the year, another couple 25 point cuts, it may be stimulative. But I say, you never know where these things will be going, because people might also, or investors, for whatever reason that we don't understand in this moment, may say, oh, that is inflationary. Now we're worried they're being too aggressive. So I would lean towards probably being more aggressive, lowering, and being positive for the markets at this point. But sometimes it's, like I said earlier, they're walking a fine line on which way they're going to dive and whether they're going to make the right call.
But, you know, if it is a quarter point cut, I mean, that's really not that noticeable, is it, for the consumer?
No. How these things play out a little bit, it could help mortgage rates a little bit, but usually the Fed immediately controls short-term rates, or the prime rate that banks lend to their best borrowers, usually business borrowers, which will help businesses grow if they're expanding. So it helps there. The longer term rates that mostly affect borrowers, like our credit card rates and our mortgage rates, are based on the 10-year bond rate. And the 10-year interest rate is determined by the market, and that's usually where the market thinks inflation may go. So that's why the inflation, keeping what the Fed does and keeping rates where they are, or lowering them or raising them, affect long-term rates. So it gets complicated. So that's why they're walking this fine line. They want to lower to stimulate, to help the employment numbers, but they want to be careful that they don't overstimulate. So it doesn't seem like a lot, but they're doing these little incremental moves, which will, that's why they do incremental moves, because they don't want to overcorrect and have inflationary problems and cause a longer-term interest rate issue, which hurts mortgage borrowers.
Is there one key inflation number that we're going to get maybe in the next year, before the end of the year, we'll say, to that will signal to the Fed whether or not to keep going?
Well, yeah, we'll still keep getting the CPI numbers and the PPI numbers. I think a CPI number is coming out soon. So they're going to be looking at that, and the market's going to be looking at that. I think this is a pretty fluid situation. We're still seeing how the tariffs are playing out. We know deportations are lowering some of the workforce, so that could be somewhat inflationary, and it's affecting the labor market. So, it's going to be fluid. We'll see how things go. And then you have some of I think the biggest issue overall that you'll be hearing about is Fed independence and bringing in Murin now, who is also still maintaining his position as chair of the Council of Economic Advisors. So you got a Fed governor that is also in the White House and the move to try to move out Lisa Cook and who Trump will replace Powell with next year. If the Fed starts losing independence, I think that's going to create a lot of dynamics that will probably not be beneficial to the consumer. Fed independence is, in my opinion, the opinion of many, is crucial for a strong economy. And when these things have happened in the past, when there hasn't been Fed independence or a lot of pressure on the Fed, it hasn't worked out good in the United States and other countries, most notably in the United States when Nixon pressed, I think it was Arthur Burns at the time in the early 70s, resulted in a lot of inflation that year, not just because of the oil crisis, but because interest rates were kept down because of presidential pressure.
Well, we'll see what happens later on today. Hey, Michael, thank you. Michael Angelucci with Level Financial Advisors.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.